1. Where did Lola leave her phone?
Hi, this is a message for Lola from James at the gym. You rang yesterday about your lost phone. We've had a good look around, and I'm pleased to say someone's found it and handed it into reception. You should collect it from there when you come into the gym again. You thought you'd left it somewhere in the changing rooms. Actually, you'd put it by one of the machines while you were exercising. Anyway, we'll keep it safe for you until we see you again. Bye.
2. What's wrong with the boy at the moment?
What's the matter, William? Are you feeling ill?
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me. I wonder if I'm getting flu.
It's probably just a bad cold. You're coughing a lot. You shouldn't keep going out without your coat when it's wet. How's your ear today?
The ache's gone. It's been really sore. I think the medicine the doctor gave me has worked. I had stomachache earlier too. It isn't painful now, though.
Well, go and lie down and I'll get something from the pharmacy.
3. What do they decide to eat for lunch?
We mustn't have pizza for lunch again. Let's have something healthy. Is there anything good in the fridge?
Not unless you want to eat these old mushrooms and tomatoes.
Let's have a look. Ah, there's nothing wrong with those. I could put them in a sauce with pasta.
I'd rather go to the supermarket and get a salad.
Don't forget we're going out soon. We'd better just make something quickly.
OK, let's do what you said. And why don't we get some fresh fish on our way home?
Great idea.
4. What does the woman say many teenagers should do more of?
There's loads of information about how to stay healthy, but not everyone follows the advice. Many adults find exercise boring, but they should watch how teenagers do it, spending time on things they enjoy, such as dancing or running. Now, you might be surprised by what I'm going to say, but teenagers really do need more hours sleep than adults, so try to go to bed earlier. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear me say that. Cooking healthy food is something which lots of young people have started doing, though, which is fantastic.
5. What does the doctor say the boy should do now?
Hello, is that Dr. Brown? I've cut my hand and it won't stop bleeding. I've tried holding it up in the air.
Well, that usually stops things bleeding.
Yes, but I can't do it forever. Should I just run cold water over it?
How big is the cut? Water's only useful for smaller cuts or if you've burned yourself.
It's fairly deep.
Okay, get a clean cloth and press down on the cut. Keep holding it. If it still doesn't stop bleeding, you ought to go to hospital and ask someone to look at it.
Right, thanks.
6. What does the girl hope to be able to do today?
Hi, Mel. How's everything going? I hope you're okay. I'm finally recovering after injuring my ankle playing volleyball. I still won't be able to take part in any matches for a bit, but I just have to get out of the house. I think I can manage to walk down to the beach to watch you guys practice. My brother's lent me his bike, but cycling makes my ankle sore, so I won't bother with that. Anyway, shall I meet you somewhere and we can go together? Let me know.
7. What will the friends take John in hospital?
Do you think we should take John a gift when we visit him in hospital this afternoon?
Yeah, we ought to take something. What were you thinking of? Some fruit, like most people take?
Well, actually they're operating tomorrow, so we might be a bit nervous. We should get something to stop him thinking about it.
Like something to read? He's really into football magazines.
How about taking his laptop in so he can download some games?
Ah, that's a better idea. Let's do that.